You like the effort through and through tonight, Coach?
I think the back end of so the defensive part of our game up until about the last 6 minutes when it got a little loopy there. We were real good and through 50 minutes of hockey. I thought maybe even longer than that. Goaltender, when we made some mistakes, there's the difference, right? On the road, that guy makes the, also your penalty kill is pucks are going where they're supposed to go off them. Some real good efforts by a number of our defensemen here tonight.
Describe Andre's game, just steady tonight. Yeah, I saw a shot for the first 5 minutes.
I think the guys did a good job of letting him break it in a little early and not see anything too dangerous, and then settled in through the second. He looked real solid. He didn't look like he had any jitters. Like he wasn't moving too much. Usually you see those guys covering a little more ice than they have to, playing a little harder than they need to. He looked like a veteran.
One of those games where you're thinking to yourself, boy, I really hope that we can salvage a point out of here. We played well enough to get one and end up getting two.
Exactly what you've seen, good enough to win a game. Some strange things that happen on the ice, you're responsible for them. Like there's stuff that we did that we need to do better, but a lot of good things too.
When you know the ice is as bad as it is,
what's all that about?
You just
got a story going on there?
Junior game this afternoon.
Was the ice good for them?
Probably not.
No.
But how do you manage a game like that when you know you've got those conditions?
So we don't talk about our hands or the ice very much. We talk about the decisions on it, the simplicity of your game, and then you can move a little bit faster. And then you're hoping for some of the veteran guys to make that comment. As a coach, keep your game simple because the ice is bad. Well, it's bad for both teams, so it's a fair playing field. But the ice struggled a little bit today. Yeah.
May have been worried about it from your team after the Boston game. Did you get past that tonight in your eyes?
Yeah. There were things that I didn't like that we did in Boston. But what happened in the third period is Boston Bruins played about as well as they can, about as well as any NHL team can. And we took some things from that. Our sticks were a whole lot better tonight, which is what Boston did to us. Our sticks were a lot better, especially on our penalty kill. So we stole the page from their game, and it helped us. We couldn't open the game up at any point. We couldn't get some pucks to go for us. Our goalie made a few saves. There weren't a whole lot of chances, I didn't think, in that game. We were good in the Boston game. They were better.
You harp on your players to hit the net, especially?
No. Shoot it as hard as you can. Close your eyes and shoot it as hard as you can. Start pedaling backwards. Yeah.
Maybe expound on the penalty kill tonight, Paul, and what you did. Did you like the pressure that you had on them?
We picked the right times to go and the right times to hold, and we didn't get caught in the middle. So we've had three games in a row. We were really good in St. Louis. One shot, we gave up three shots in St. Louis. One beat us. Boston comes in, number two power play, and they're shooting every puck. We gave up 14 shots, but we didn't give up any goals, so we got a break there, and it was good again tonight. Confidence, like your power play, your penalty kill, the same thing. The goaler was good tonight. Confidence is starting to come on our PK.
The chemistry that we're seeing with Ehlers and Wheeler, especially, and Little in the middle.
Brian's almost the conscience of the line. Blake's the all effort and skill, and Nicky can move into the holes and find those plays to be made. So we like them as a line. They drive the game differently than all four of our lines now have a different component to them. I don't know that we saw all of them at their best here tonight, but Brian's line was good.
And maybe just a thought on Blake staying with that shot in the shootout and not giving up on it.
Yeah.
It was fumbling on him.
Yeah, and having the ability then to take a wobbling puck back across your body and finish that play. You couldn't tell from the bench how far away it had gotten from him, and then you look at it in camera. It kept moving away from him, and he determined to stay in on it.